It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording today's City Desk podcast on Thursday, November 14th, and it's at 10:38 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. Have you been cold this week, William?
Yes, yesterday morning was a joy getting up at about 5:30 and then walking outside and going, OMG.
We had a dip in the temperatures and there was a hard freeze warning. We were able to put out notice on our text alert system. Those who still probably maybe haven't signed up for that yet, we're asking you if you would go to your cell phone, send a text message. The text message will be the word Biloxi. B-I-L-O-X-I, and send it to 888-777. We were also able to send out a text alert earlier this week when we had another issue between a train and a tractor trailer. This one had a twist, though. Number one, let me say first, there were no injuries. There may have been some injured pride, maybe. But what happened was at Bone Street, right here in downtown Biloxi, a tractor trailer had parked too close to the railway. So when the train came by, it apparently clipped the side of the tractor trailer. As I said, no injury, some damage. But the big thing that people needed to know when it was occurring was that we had a number of train crossings, rail crossings, closed here in Biloxi. For a two-hour period, right before lunchtime, they were closed from Seal all the way down to Main Street. And we use that tech service to let people know that. So please, if you haven't done that yet. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist of the City of Biloxi, joins me. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
You have a guest that you're going to be talking to in a moment as you give the weekend preview. But the governor was in town the other day. Did you see that?
Yes.
And the great thing about the governor being in town was he brought money. The governor was here in town to announce a number of grants for communities along the Gulf Coast. I think it was from the Restore Act. He awarded $3 million to the city of Biloxi towards the expansion of Point Cadet Marina. Ooh. What Mayor Gillich wants to do there is he wants to see the reconfiguration of Point Cadet Marina in a way that we could accommodate more larger vessels. This is something that's important whenever we have the big fishing tournaments down there, where we can have the larger fishing vessels come in before they venture out into the Gulf of Mexico to go fishing. We want them to have a good time here in Biloxi. To accommodate that, the mayor wants to see an upgrade of Point Cadet Marina, which was built back in the 80s during the Gerald Blessy administration. Over the years, it has served Biloxi well. But now it's time to upgrade the electrical and make some changes that will reflect the conditions and the demand in the market. The governor came forward with $3 million. We're looking at about a $19 million project there. This will help greatly to jumpstart the design work and all of the other things that need to be done before you can actually begin construction.
A question, Vincent. I come down and I give you $3 million. And I'm ignorant of the process, so I bow to your experience in education. Can I take that $3 million and leverage it for more funding in order to get a project done?
That's a very good question, and I can tell you how the FEMA projects work, and this is very important for people to know. Whenever you hear that it's a federally funded project, this $355 million in work that we have in the city of Biloxi, right now we've got $163 million under contract. The federal government does not send you $163 million and says, okay, go do that work. What the federal government does is that they obligate the money, so it's in an account somewhere. And what happens is they tell us, okay, we got that money, go ahead and start your project. What we have to do is go out, hire the contractor, get the work started. We pay the contractor, and then with that canceled check, we send that to MEMA and FEMA, and that starts the process on getting the money back. When Mayor Gillich took office, I think the figure was $17 million that we were upside down on. In other words, we had spent, I think the figure was $17 million, and we were still awaiting the reimbursement. The mayor has turned that down to where it's hardly any money now. In fact, he tries to stay a couple of months ahead, because what will end up happening is that will affect the city's coffers. We won't have the money to provide the services that we need to provide. Having said that, I think the state's going to operate the same way on these restore grants, you know, to where they've got a tracking system. But the FEMA thing, that was something that the mayor watches very closely. I said the governor was in town, he brought $3 million. This brings to total, his two-month total, to about $9 million. He did a $2.9 million grant on Back Bay for the boardwalk that is going to be built from Forest Avenue all the way over to Kensington, and another $3 million for the boardwalk that is going to be built between Oak Street and the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. This is the one the mayor's talked about so much, about having the prefabricated concrete brought in. It's kind of like in the shape of an L, and it would go out and then go right down.
And the sand.
And Cecilia, you talk about the sand. We've heard about microns ad nauseum.
Yeah, and what it is the mayor has talked to a lot of people, done a lot of research, and come to the conclusion that if the sand is heavier, it won't blow as easily onto Highway 90 or US 90. So what I think Vincent kind of compared it to, the sand that they're going to bring in is compared to like what we have now is a regular M&M, and then what they're going to bring in is like a peanut M&M. So it's a little bit larger, so it's a little bit heavier, so it's not as easy to be blown onto the road.
But don't eat it.
Don't eat it, no.
But we're going to be able to give away M&Ms down on the beachfront is what you're saying.
I would love that.
It's just an analogy that the mayor used to make it simple, because he uses this word microns and gets right into it. So that's been the big thing. We also had an issue this week where the mayor got involved with the tree committee, and it looks like we're going to take steps to try to save a live oak over on Azalea Drive, where we have infrastructure work going on, and this tree over the years, it's 70 to 80 years old, it's starting to encroach on the roadway a little bit. So what they're going to try to do is do some work on the root system, see if they can trim it back without hurting the status of the tree. And it's one of those efforts where we know that a lot of these neighborhoods, their character, part of it is the beautiful oak trees that they have lining the street. The problem with that is they have these beautiful oaks lining the street, and over years they start growing and expanding, and their root system begins to encroach on sidewalks, roadways, and asphalt and everything else. What they're going to try to do is build, I believe, a little bitty retaining wall right on side of the tree. But we've got pictures of it on the city website if you want to see. And we didn't run out there with axes and chainsaws and say, get that tree out of the way. Mayor Gillich said, wait, let's hold on and look at this and see what we can do.
You're talking about saving. Something else that the city is currently saving is the Sanger Theater. Last week, work officially began on the restoration of the exterior of the Sanger Theater. The large fly tower, which is the large, tall brick structure to the back, they're going to, in that holds kind of all the mechanism to the stage. Vincent's yelling at me from the other side of the room. And what they're going to do is they're going to replace that fly tower just to the roof line. They're going to replace the entire roof and replace the HVAC system on top. Once all that is done, then an estimated timeline is August of next year is when they believe it's going to be complete. Of course, that's weather permitting and anomaly, I should say, permitting, because there's no telling with an historic building what they're going to find when they get into it.
And when you say it's going to be opening, they still have interior, and isn't there even more exterior work even after they do this flywall?
Correct. Now, in August, once it's complete, the city's going to assess the building to see where they're at, and they're going to assess to see what funding they have to determine when they're going to be able to open. If they're going to open in August, or maybe they'll have money to go ahead and continue with the interior or the remainder exterior, which is sealing the brick on the exterior so all of that moisture will stop seeping into the inside of the building and damaging more of the inside. But the main reason why the building was closed was because of that fly tower, the structure. They didn't feel that it was safe. So once they get that replaced, it will be safe to open. But again, the city will assess when they'll be able to open it after the work is complete. But there will be probably a couple weeks before you can actually see any work. The contractors, which is Blackline Corporation, they're out there right now assessing, getting everything set up. The city is still kind of in the process with Mississippi Power of moving some of the utilities that can give the power to the Sanger Theater and also connects to the nearby building. So they're trying to move that and put that underground before they can actually start demolition to the Fly Tower. So that's something exciting that's coming on. And then this weekend we have something exciting that's coming up. As some of you may know that animals are very, especially dogs, are very dear to my heart. Well, the city of Biloxi is teaming up with the American Cancer Society to hold a Bark for Life event this weekend at Heller Park. And we have someone here to talk about this event, LaWanda Jones. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your position, first of all, and what you do with the American Cancer Society.
So I am the new community development manager here on the Gulf Coast, specifically in regards to Relay for Life programs, Bark for Life, and any other special events. So usually I'm the one you will see that goes to the resource and health fairs.
Okay, and then so we're having an event this weekend called Bark for Life. Isn't this first time for this to have to be a standout event this weekend, which is Saturday at Heller Park from 12 to 4? Tell us about that.
Yes, this is the first time we are doing a standalone Bark for Life right here on the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast. It is very unique in the fact that we are bringing together cancer survivor caregivers along with their canine companions, and we are going to celebrate and honor everyone who has battled. We also want to take this opportunity to grow awareness in regards to how cancer is impacting dogs and humans, and how research is coming along that if we were to find a cure between the two species, how that possibly could be adapted for both. So this is a huge fun day to bring everybody out, bring the family, bring your canines, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, and I believe there's been research and studies that show that having an animal and having a dog can help reduce stress and can help you to live a longer life. So that's something important for cancer survivors or cancer patients to have with them.
Absolutely. Sometimes I think we kind of take for granted, just like we take our family for granted sometimes, how important those connections and relationship really are to our overall being and health. And we want to celebrate that and recognize that as a whole.
So that's awesome. I'm actually on the committee with LaWanda, so I've been having a lot of fun helping to put this event together. Like I said earlier, it is Saturday at Heller Park from 12 to 4 p.m. So LaWanda, tell us a little bit about the event, what people can expect when they go there. Is there any fees? Can they bring donations? Are there going to be adoptions? What's going on?
Yes, so there is an entry fee. If you're just an adult, want to come out and have a good time and possibly adopt a pet, it will be a $10. If you come with one dog, it's $15. Two or more dogs is $20, and each additional adult is $5. Kids 0 to 16 are free. First 100 people in with their canines will receive an awesome goodie bag with stuff to pamper the human as well as the dog. And we are also partnering with the Jackson County Animal Shelter and Hancock Animal Shelter. If you bring one of their wish list items, which is like dog food or bleach, those types of items, we will give you a raffle ticket, and we have some pretty amazing raffle tickets from Whataburger for a year, gift basket from Raising Cane's, great kind of spa packages, so the raffle baskets are absolutely worth it. We will have canine demonstrations from the Biloxi PD canine unit. We have the cutest dog contest, look-alike contest, which both have some fabulous prizes for our first through third place winners. And just for fun, we will also have a canine and human fashion show as well as a DJ. And one of the biggest things that I want to highlight is at 1 o'clock we will have our survivor caregiver canine walk. It won't be a long walk, but it's our time to reflect and honor and celebrate and remember everyone who is battling, who have lost their battle and are still battling. So come out at 1 o'clock and help us honor our canines and our humans.
Like I said, that is Saturday from 12 to 4 at Heller Park. Where is it going to be at Heller Park?
It will be close to Pixie. We'll actually be in Pixie Memorial's dog park area. So we will actually set up our animal shelters inside of Pixie Dog Park, and then all of the vendors and activities will be around it.
That sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. It's a great event. I think it's going to be great weather, too, for people to come out and enjoy. So that'll be awesome. So again, like I said, it's 12 to 4. It's free. How did you get involved? How did you come up with wanting to have this as a standalone event?
It's actually an event that a team who's involved in Relay would maybe do as their fundraiser, but I was just so impacted and impassionate about it because I have a dog, April, who I was my mother's caregiver who battled 3 cancers, and she would go and she would sit with my mom, she would help me, and I just realized how much her comforting me actually helped me to take care of my mom. And I was like, there's just something that is so impactful about this type of event that I just, I was like, it can do it on its own. It doesn't have to be some other little event. It is so important that I thought it could stand by itself.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad. Sorry that you had to deal with that, but I'm glad that you were able to come up with this event because I think it's going to be a fun event. You know, a lot of things, of course, a lot of people love dogs, love their animals as their children. So another event to involve them and have them to have their, I guess, children, you can say, their fur babies to be involved with the event. That's awesome. And it's to support a great cause. Is there going to, there's going to be, is it vendors? There's going to be music and food. Did you mention at one time that we're going to have a guest of honor at the event?
Yes, we have a grand marshal. Her name is Kristen Logos. She had leukemia when she was older, and she will tell you her entire story, which is a beautiful story. She's now 21 years old and is doing great. Her mother is Melissa Logos, who owns Foundation Professional Bra Fitting, who will be available day of event as well. And I want everybody to come out and hear her story because this is a powerful young lady who is doing some great things, who had to go through a hard battle before she got there.
And when will they be able to hear her story? Did you say time?
At opening ceremony, around 12 o'clock.
Awesome. Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add about the event or about the work that you do at the American Cancer Society?
Just come out and support. All the funds that are raised during this event also go back into our community locally to help with programs like Road to Recovery, help with the Hope Lodge in Jackson that benefits us here on the coast more than the citizens in Jackson. But if you have to have treatments, that is a facility free of charge that you can go to. Road to Recovery is free of charge, and we help fund those things that support us locally, and then some of the money goes into research. So it's important that we bring everybody together and grow awareness and know that we are impacting our local community just as well as the nation.
That's awesome. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you or find out some more information, how can they do that?
You can check out the Bark for Life of the Mississippi Gulf Coast Facebook page as well as the website at relayforlife.org/BarkMSGulfCoast.
But thank you very much, LaWanda, for being part of this, and thank you for holding that event. We look forward to this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And elsewhere this weekend on Saturday is the 26th annual Mayor's Cup 5K Run. It's going to be in downtown Biloxi. It's going to start at 9 a.m. right in front of City Hall on Lemieux Street. Of course, it's an annual event. There is a registration fee, so just make sure you either go online to the City of Biloxi's website and fill out the form, or you can register morning of about an hour before the event starts. And then also, just want to let everybody know, I know we haven't even got Thanksgiving yet, but we do have our Christmas on the Water Children's Parade registration form. So that's the Children's Parade that's going to be on Friday, December the 6th in downtown Biloxi. It'll be at 6 p.m., but registration forms are out now. You can get them at Hiller Park. You can get them online at the City of Biloxi's website at biloxi.ms.us, or you can get them also at the Visitor Center. So make sure, and I believe and think they're going to send them out to a lot of the public schools around here too for the parents so they will know. So make sure you get that in because they do have a, it is a fun parade, and you want to make sure you get your application and they get to ride on hay rides and everything. Again, I know it's before Thanksgiving, but we just want people to go ahead and start preparing for that. You can go to our website at biloxi.ms.us and get all the information about what's going on this weekend and throughout the city.
You're listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.